Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let us remember with thanksgiving what God has done through His servant, Dodie Stutz. Dora Ellen Musgrave was given life by her Creator and was born in Evansville, Indiana on September 30th, 1922. The child of Lydia and Samuel Musgrave. In the midst of the Great Depression, Dodie moved to Greensburg to live at the Oddfellows Home and Orphanage. On May 10, 1946, she received the gift of a beloved husband, Robert Stutz. On August 17, 1948, she received the gift of holy baptism at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. And on August 22, 1948, she was confirmed also at Holy Trinity and partook of the precious gift of the body and blood of Christ. Bob and Dodie were blessed with the gift of children, Jean, Barb, and Tom, and later daughter-in-law, Gail, and even later grandchildren, Tyler, Matthew, Andrew, and Casey. She's also survived by one sister, Jo McLean. She was preceded in death by her parents, her husband, and seven siblings. Finally, on March 3rd, 2016, God blessed Dodie with a holy death and took her home to rest in the arms of Jesus to await the resurrection of the dead. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give thanks to God our Father through Jesus Christ for the life of our sister Dodie. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To the children, Jean, Barb, Tom, to Dodie's sister, Jo, to the grandchildren, Tyler, Matthew, Andrew, and Casey, to Gail, to Kayla, to all the family and friends who love Dodie, our deepest condolences to you on this day, and even to those here at Holy Trinity who knew her so long and loved her so much, our condolences to you as well. We're privileged for having known her and loved her. May the Lord's peace be with you as you mourn today and in the future. I remember the first time I met Dodie. It wasn't years and years ago like it was for most of you. It was the first time we visited Greensburg after receiving the call here, fresh out of seminary. Before the ordination, we came and visited, and this is only about a year and a half ago. It was a wonderful day where we met many of the people around the church, and after the service, I'm greeting as many people as I can, trying to get to know people. And I approach her as she's sitting near the door on her little walker, like she tended to do later in life. And hoping for words of wisdom from one of the matriarchs of the church, she kind of gave me one of these, as she tended to do. And I prepared to learn something. And here's what she told me. "You don't look like I thought you'd look like." Now, I didn't bother to ask what she expected me to look like versus what I actually looked like. I probably didn't want to know the answer to that. And I suppose it's not really that important. But once you met Dodie, you learned a few things pretty quickly, didn't you? The first was that she had a great sense of humor. I mean, there was rare that you'd have a conversation with Dodie that you didn't laugh at some point. Another point was that this little bitty lady had a very big personality. There was no doubt about that. And third, and probably most importantly, is with Dodie, you didn't have to wonder where you stood. You knew where you stood with Dodie. She wasn't going to hold anything back. If she couldn't hear you, she was going to let you know. I got that quite a bit. If she thought something was important, she was going to tell you. We had another conversation just a couple of weeks ago. And we began to talk about this day, about her funeral. And she didn't have a lot of specifics, but what she did say was, "Well, sing a lot and don't talk too long." So I suppose I can only relay so many stories here, or else I'm going to kind of transgress that wish of hers. So, but even if we had hours to speak, right, who could relay all the stories that could be spoken? The years that she saw, the things that she experienced, the Great Depression, World War II, marrying a war veteran, raising a family in the post-war years. And not just living through those times as many did, but being deeply, deeply affected by them and deeply involved in them. You who knew her longer I've been remembering and recounting these things for the past few days, and we'll continue doing that at the dinner after here. I'll not try to do justice to those things. Those are for you who have known her so long to share. You're much more equipped to do that. But with Dodie, you knew where she stood. But what I can speak to as a pastor, and perhaps most importantly, Dodie knew where she stood in regards to God. And this is what our text from the Epistle lesson makes clear. It tells us where Dodie stood, and it tells us where you stand in regards to your Savior. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Dodie knew that she had been justified by her Lord and Savior. And it's through understanding that Christ has done it all for you that we can have any peace in this life at all. It's natural for us to wonder when the struggles and strife of this world, is God's word true about our salvation? Is it really telling us that? Because why would I suffer so much if that was the case? Dodie led a long and blessed life. But there was struggle too. There was pain too. There was suffering too. Yes, there was sin too. A sinner like all of us. One doesn't live to be 93 and not experience all of those things. And especially here in the last few years, she experienced the struggles of being merely someone who lives that many years and what that does to your body. It's natural to begin to wonder what God intends when these sufferings and struggles happen. But the words of St. Paul in our text today assure us that even though and even in these sufferings that God is loving us and growing us and drawing us closer to Him. We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Though Dodie perhaps wondered about the suffering she was going through at the end of her life, she was reassured by God's word that indeed her salvation was sure and certain. And why is that so sure? Because it doesn't depend on us. It didn't depend on Dodie, and it doesn't depend on you. It depends wholly and completely on the work of our Savior Jesus Christ. For while we were still weak at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What that means is that for Dodie and for all of those in Christ, death is merely a doorway to the presence of our Father in heaven and His Son Jesus Christ, the Lamb who once was slain and is reigning on His throne. We need not fear the grave. It no longer has power over Dodie, and it no longer has power over us. Our peace is in our Lord Jesus Christ, who has forgiven us and has freed us from our sins by His death and resurrection and made us citizens in His kingdom forever. That is what Dodie's death meant. That is where she is now. And her hope was to depart and to be with Christ, just like Paul said, "My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." And you, Dodie's children, know how much she desired that in those last days. And God has granted it. She's home. She now gazes upon the face of God. Amidst those readings we just read today, we sang "Abide With Me." And that hymn is a prayer that our Lord abide with us here in this world amidst the trials and the pains and the sufferings that we have. And even when we sin. And that even into the valley of the shadow of death, we pray that He be with us through every moment, through every smile, through every tear, and even as we fix our eyes on the cross, as our eyes close for that final time. But there's a greater reason that we want Him to abide with us here is so that we can abide with Him there. It's so that we can be reconciled to our Father in heaven. And that is what we can be assured of. That's what we know. We know where we and we know where Dodie stood with God. Since therefore we have now have been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved from Him by the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Dodie stands justified before God, not because of works done by her in righteousness, but because she received the robe of righteousness in her baptism. Dodie stands justified before God, not because she helped to build this church in many and various ways, which of course she did, but because she was called by the Holy Spirit to believe the word that was preached into her ears, and that same Spirit worked faith in her heart. Dodie stands justified before God, not because she experienced trial and suffering in this life, but because that trial and suffering pointed her to the only one we can have hope in, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. Dodie, there in heaven, and you here, stand in the grace of God. Because we stand in grace, we can stand in hope. We know where we stand with God because God has told us so. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Rest in His peace, Dodie. Live in His peace, all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.